This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Farm transitions are becoming increasingly challenging. We'll have more from Iowa State University right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The ag industry must do something about the average age of America's farmers as it keeps rising. The next generation of ag leaders is entering the workforce, but we're not seeing enough of them return to the farm. Chad Hart, agricultural economist at Iowa State University Extension, talked about the reasons why.
That average age of farmer, they are getting older. Part of that is because of the technology we have within agriculture today, making it where, if you will, more seasoned farmers can continue to farm deeper into their lives and their careers. But yeah, we're also seeing a challenge in bringing those young and beginning farmers back on the farm again as we look there. And so that's leading to an increasing age there.
Hart said it is difficult for young farmers to gather the necessary capital early on in their careers.
To get started, especially in row crop farming these days, does take a tremendous amount of capital. And that is hard for young farmers to gather early in their career. And so you tend to see this, let's call it slower transition these days, as opposed to generations past, in order to get that next generation up and going on the farm.
Hart said successful farm transitions to the next generation require a lot of planning.
I know when I first got into my role here at Iowa State, I was digging through some of the historical documents that were left in my office suite, and I stumbled upon some of the writings of Bill Murray. Now, Bill Murray is a well-known figure here in Iowa. He was a economics professor. He ran for governor twice back in the 1930s and 40s. I stumbled upon one of his first papers, and it was talking about the farm succession problem that they were staring at back in the 1940s.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.